Sorry, man. We were waiting on you.
No, we're good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen and everyone else, welcome to Bingo is Life.
Yay! Yay!
Wow. The post-Bingo podcast joined, as usual, by the young, heavy crew we have over
young
here.
Young, heavy crew.
Fabulous Howdy Show brothers, Michael and Chris.
It's Michael.
Christopher.
Michael.
Nice.
The one and only Dan Easley.
Daniel.
Back in the saddle again. Mum Shackles.
Yay!
Two things. Two comments on that. A, I missed you guys. It was a rough 2 weeks. And B, I am not sitting in a saddle. That would suck.
Very good. All right. We have a very special guest in the silent Dave and Aaron chair. And
Did they pay us to name that chair?
Yeah, they give me money every week.
It's the hero and the muse chair.
You get money for this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No,
nobody won the $100. I would have seen them jumping around outside.
The guy was that close. That close.
He got seven.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. And
won
he
the
was
second four, ball.
And he was 14. The kid was 14. He had the time of his life. He's talking to his parents right now about how much fun he had.
Yeah. When are we going to do the $100 every single roll, every single
day? It's coming.
That's coming.
It's coming.
Thanks for bringing that up. That's good. It's coming. It's a matter of time.
Speaking of coming, February.
Oh, yes, February. 16.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is coming.
You want to get ready and rearing, you talk to Jay Zier. He's got a plan for you. Wow. You get that Valentine's Day spicy, Jay Zier is coming to town.
February 2nd.
Pump it out.
February 2nd. What's going on February 2nd, Chris?
All right. So, Brooke Ember is a, she is the art teacher at Keister Elementary School.
Keister
and
Cougars.
She also... It has an art opening that's happening at the Perch, and my band, Dr. Hal, will be playing it.
What time?
And it's 7 to 9, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice, it's in the evening. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. Show up, I believe she says, come look at some pictures.
Nice.
The Perch, well, that's above Magpies, right?
Yep.
Above Magpies.
And if you hate art and music and like spending money... No. You can come to my thing, but I'm really excited about your thing.
tomorrow night.
I've got a thing tomorrow night, but I was talking about First Friday just then.
What's your First Friday thing?
It's always
thing?
The same thing. Rocktown Improv.
Rocktown Improv.
Yeah, cool.
Tomorrow night, Friendly
tomorrow.
City.
Fables.
Yeah,
more improv.
Court Square.
Oh,
man. Done tooting my own horn.
I understand that you had the best rehearsal ever Tuesday night. Or, Monday night.
I'm so confused. Who did you talk to?
Jonathan Stewart. He said you had that.
Oh, he felt good about it?
He said it was a really good show.
I'm glad he felt good about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thursday night, open mic, stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Friendly City Fermenters. Jay might be there.
Whoa. The Friendly City Fermenters.
Open mic, stand-up. Is that right?
It's Friendly Fermenter, but it is in the city.
It's in the city.
It's the one
what
in the basement.
What the hell do I know?
Be there.
We're segueing to our guest.
That's right.
The 16th.
Okay. Yes, the 16th.
The Tom Petty tribute with fantastic graphics.
At Bellfire.
Nice?
Fantastic lineup of great musicians in town and me covering Tom Petty songs.
Yes.
And that's going to be the 16th for free at Pellfire.
For free. Absolutely
unbelievably free.
Over 20. Is it 25 artists? 20.
Yeah.
25 acts.
And that gives me the opportunity to introduce our very special guest. Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known this guy since I think my first time officially meeting him was when he was working at Natural Chimneys. I think that was the first time I probably met him. And it was like, yeah, this guy Bill, he runs the place. And you're like, what? Are you kidding me? Anyway.
Did he grow the rocks himself?
Yes, he did.
He's like, I planted them. Look at them grow. So I met him there a long time ago, and he is a Harrisonburg icon. He's the hardest working musician in the Shenandoah Valley. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Bill Howard.
Yay! All right. Hello.
How's everybody doing? Good to see everybody. Yeah, man.
You got to do at least 3 minutes.
I got 3 minutes on growing chimneys. It's a long process, believe it or not. Right next to the chimneys, there was an old gift shop that had burned down.
Great.
Chimney was still there. I like to call that the unnatural chimney.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yay. I'll be here all week.
Oh, man.
And how's the jousting these days?
It's sometimes they call it Jocelyn out
Jocelyn.
There.
Jocelyn, wow.
It depends. And Jocelyn with Jocelyn.
I remember
is the
her.
Next podcast in here, so we've only got till 9:15, so we gotta wrap this.
Talk fast, kids.
Anyway, happy to be here, happy to see you. Love this already. There was like 25 minutes of quality material before we even got started.
You can't subject the public to that. No. That would
they can only handle 20 minutes that we give them, but that's about it.
Some of the words you cannot say on television were said in that 20 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
All of them.
Get all seven.
That's
in.
Our warm-up game where we say all of the words in sequence, taking turns, passing the talking stick back and forth.
So I guess we're not supposed to talk about music, but what song are you playing?
Oh, man. Am I supposed to say?
Are you allowed to say?
I think that's a good idea.
I haven't kept it a secret. Don't say.
Okay, I'm not saying. I will say this. I do know that there are more than one member of Mothman Man Rodeo in the lineup.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that's just gonna there might be a little something that just happens.
Well, hey Bill, put in a plug to these guys about Julia Catherine and amateur rodeo.
Oh man, yeah, those amateur rodeo guys are outstanding, and Julia's gonna actually be doing some stuff for Queen City Music Studios, which I'm a part of.
Oh, cool.
We're doing a little songwriter in the round series, and she's gonna come up and be part of that along with our friend Kelsey from Richmond and Rob Cheatham from Charlottesville. There's at least one other, but man, yeah, I love her music, and she is quite a songwriter, and their band is fun, man. We Mothman Rodeo did the rodeo at the double rodeo at Restless Moons, and we're planning one for later on in the year as well.
And it was well attended too. I saw pictures.
Yeah, it was wild.
What was the venue you just mentioned?
Queen City Music Studios. It's Molly from the Judy Chops. She owns that school, and a bunch of us work there. I teach guitar and songwriting and help run the house concert series. And then also, that's our home base for Stanton Jams. So
we
meet there and do all that junk there in the music studio.
You guys are running that town. It's awesome.
And running it into the ground.
No,
it's funny because I say, oh, he's a Harrisonburg icon. Stanton is, I mean, you got that under
I'm trying
under
to,
your
you know,
thumb.
I'm you trying might, to have my finger in many pies.
You might say that Stanton is his jam.
There it is.
Tell us, compare Stanton to Harrisonburg. What's the, you know, not
ooh,
not
the essential
not
question.
Not rating one over the other. Just what's the difference?
No, pick which one is better, Bill.
Better. I'm on the spot here.
Just say Mount Pisgah and move on.
Right, exactly. I went to Fort Defiance, so there's
that's right in the middle.
There you go. Yeah. I just like to be, you know,
say
in
that
both
again.
Places.
Say that again. You went to where?
Fort Defiance.
Oh, that was the wrong one.
No, there was. Actually, oddly, pretty perfect. Actually, if anybody's been to Fort Defiance.
Oh no, I work at Fort Defiance.
Yeah, hey, there you go.
I work for Augusta County Schools.
Hey, I didn't realize
I'm there all the time. It's great.
That's where Curry. Right?
Yeah.
Are they?
Oh, I love Curry.
Linging to the Indians? Is that they're still Indians?
Yeah,
there?
They're still Indians.
Wow.
They're leaning into it.
We'll leave that out there, I guess.
You know what I love about Stanton is that building downtown with the huge.
I love all the buildings downtown in Stanton. Isn't that nice they still have them?
There we go. Oh, wow. This is getting deep. I like
ouch.
The one with the.
it's job.
It's sort of a rundown building. It's got all the musicians and the jam studios and the. Nick, my friend Nick, we played.
The Crowell Building.
Yeah,
the Crowell Building.
It's really cool.
Everybody practices in there. There's a music studio in there. Can't remember the name of the studio, or I would plug it. But hey, go there and yell, and somebody will say hello.
Does it start with an H, or is that a different place?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
First time ever, I got to go to the Finn Hut.
Oh yeah, nice.
Yeah. So there literally is the Findels have been playing for 100 years, and they have their own practice space downtown. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And it's called the Fin Hut, and you go in, and you're like, it's like walking into like, I don't know. It's
are there kind any of
a man special
shack,
land?
A special shack.
Are there any original members of the Findels?
The two original guys are still the original guys. Yeah.
I remember seeing them. And
it's the way it works. The two original guys are the original guys. Yes.
Everybody else is pales in comparison. I was like, I should know these dudes' names.
Well defined.
Alan. Alan is one guy.
We work with Carl.
Shout out to Carl.
We work with
Carl. Don't worry. We'll remember names someday.
Talk about a hardworking guy. That guy's in every band.
Absolutely.
Well, when you're that good of a bass player.
He even plays in Harrisonburg.
That's true.
Limited engagement.
Yeah. You're doing some booking, working, right? I see that online. Tell us about that.
Backstage at a show in October, I just got to talk with my friend Brian, who plays banjo in a band called Big Daddy Love, and he has a booking agency, and a long, drawn-out conversation ended up in a job with me. I have like 7 bands on my roster.
Well,
including the Judy Chops. We moved our booking over there, and then I've got... bands from Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Tennessee, a bunch of stuff. So it's been cool. Actually, literally ran from a meeting with one of my bands to be here.
Aww. We're sorry, whatever band that was.
Yeah, it's okay.
To take him away.
It's okay.
How long Rodeo or the Mothman Chop.
I'll take all of them.
Or that Pennsylvania band.
Yeah. If I'm not playing in them, I want to be booking them.
Yeah, that's cool.
How long have the Judy Chops been together?
This is our 16th year.
Holy moly.
Holy smokes.
That's amazing.
Longer than the Beatles.
Yeah, a couple years longer. Yeah.
Still too soon.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well,
don't worry. We are even bigger drug addicts. Hey! Oh, sorry. Cut to commercial. Can we get this out of here? What do we got?
I can safely say.
You mean you're high on life?
That's what I meant to say.
Although last year was a lot more mellower than other years, when at Red Wing, the joke was always, don't camp near the Judy Chops. Yeah, right. You want to stay up all night long.
Yeah, it's true. And once kids started happening, as you well know, the jam, we just migrated the jam like a few feet the other direction. That's basically what happened. So, yeah, you got to do it.
It was really good. So 16 years, that's a big number.
Yeah.
And impressive. Now, you guys have changed lineup a good bit.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's still, and the sound is much bigger than it used to be.
Yeah. That's been a fun, like, you know, there's never been any rules with us. It was kind of early on just, you know, we all have our influences and then just write the song and see.
And that's where the Beatles went wrong. Yeah. Too many rules.
Yeah, that's right. See, exactly. Yeah, see. You know? And that's been, and honestly, that's, I think, what has made it interesting for us all enough to, like, keep doing it. Because you know, I just, I'm not like, oh, I got to write another of this song for this project, which I've never been good at anyways. So I just write the thing and see what it sounds like and hire the people to make that happen.
Right. Well, one of the things that I have really appreciated about our musical friendship is that on a whim, I have reached out to you multiple times, and you have came and played with us, and it's so awesome to have you sit in. When I saw you set in with Caleb Stein and multiple times, that was phenomenal. I love Caleb Stein, but I thought what you brought to Caleb's music was a real treat. Just in general, like, oh, man, I just...
You played on the Dan Easley album in like 2004 or something.
Absolutely.
Really weird having good guitar playing on the Dan Easley album. Freaks me out a little.
Well, I didn't know that. What album was that?
Sundowning. The one after Solipsism. I love a good portmanteau.
Nice.
That's all right. What?
Oh, my God. I want to get you a portmanteau and then just write on it. I'd love a good portmanteau.
Yeah,
can we bleep that out?
I think it's dirty.
It's not a word.
It's just a word.
They don't manufacture those anymore. Okay. It was an auto company, I think.
There's Ford and Dodge and
the portmanteau.
Austin and portmanteau.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. I mean, 7 cylinder.
We have the raw materials. Ran I'm all sure we wobbly. Can reproduce it. It's fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
No, Bill's great because Bill's. You can throw Bill into just about any situation,
nope.
And he will thrive.
Bill's
been everything to me.
What's interesting is that I think you have a great, because you did improv, right?
Yes, for many, many years.
Did you all do improv together?
We did, Jay and Bill and I wrote sketch comedy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No way. Yeah. The three of you did sketch comedy.
Yeah. Newfangled Variety Hour.
He was in the Newfangled?
Yes, he was. He was the Jar Butch.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know
right.
that.
That's right. Jar Butch.
The original Jar Butch.
That's right. The original. The original is always better.
We did
not
have, like,
manufactured as
it came in three sizes,
back nowadays.
But yours was the original.
If I bring the picture in, can you put it on the
sure,
website?
Sure, absolutely.
It's the picture of us in 1847.
Okay. I'll do that and the original two members of the Findels.
Yeah.
All right. I'll dig up a Jar Butch picture.
Oh, geez. Okay, so Mike and I have played with you. You played on his album, and so this is, there you go. You've got a connection with everybody.
Yeah. I love you. Oh, I love you guys.
We're married.
Man, I love you guys. Man,
in some states.
We're going to get an apartment together.
Did
you live in jams
We're
ever?
Getting along so nicely.
I might as well have. I didn't ever officially. It was a lot of couch. A lot of couch time in jams.
Because Jeff Bo lived above me, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so
they were named after him, actually.
The Jeff Mo apartment.
Well,
Bill, I don't know about this James Madison guy.
where did you... somewhere back down the line, you decided to concentrate on music rather than theater. Do you remember making that decision? Or?
Actually, yeah. I had to kind of make a hard delineation at one point. Like, I dropped out of JMU, and it was like, what am I doing? So I started playing with my cousin Jeremiah Prophet, him and I were.
Oh, I forgot about that connection too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So gigging around town with him and kind of learning how to make money.
You around that era.
About that era, doing a lot of open mics, and I was still going and being in New and Improv at JMU. So I was like literally for like 4 or 5 years just going to improv tournaments and other places. Like
improv tournaments.
Know? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Doing like all these things and like just really getting into it. And then people would be like, so what are your classes like? I'm like, this is it. I live.
I'm the advisor, man.
It's I can get us some gigs off campus. I think my favorite thing that happened.
The OCP.
There's a new hardware store opening up. I'm really excited about that.
You guys love it. We can get a gig.
They'll pay us.
I mean, it's not much. and a pitcher of beer, but like let me order it. Okay. That's how a lot of that went.
Yeah.
But then
it still goes that way.
I have to say that sounds like our shows.
Yeah.
Don't talk to her directly.
Yeah, go, just let me handle this.
Yeah.
But then at some point I realized, I got a real job. I went out and we did Newfangled. Mm-hmm. I got the job at the Chimneys right after we did that.
Oh, really?
And so I went out, I did that for like 5 years and had a real boy job and paid off some student loans and did all that kind of thing. And then when that job was drying up, I was doing improv with, what were we called back then?
No Strings Attached.
No Strings Attached. Mm-hmm. And that, I had to make that choice of like, I can actually like make a little money playing with the Judy Chops, or I can make a lot less money like doing improv. And so I haven't really done improv since then, though I did do a little bit of, I've done some theater here and there. I slip into some choice roles.
I really thought the money would be in improv. No.
The only thing that pays less than music is comedy.
Well, it's money of the mind. I mean, think about it like this. I can create a stack of money right here and be the richest man.
Wow, right.
Hey, I'm counting it right now. Right. My improv hands.
We're going to cut to commercial.
Is that where the real money comes in? Right? Yeah. Oh, well, there's no commercial.
But it is where the real value is. Like, it's an enriching experience.
Yeah,
there's just no money. It
is true. And honestly,
very little money.
The best training ground for my entire life. I improv to me, if you know, they ask you about, you know, what is your one skill? What's your biggest skill? I'm like, my ability to think on my feet and just talk and move from point A to point B.
Right.
Because if you know how to do that, I always joke, if I get the interview, I get the job. because I can talk and like, you know, I can do it. Mm. So it's one of those things. I've always that was my little. And it's in everything.
That skill set seems more valuable today than it's ever been as well.
For sure.
It's not a lot of people talking to each other out there.
Unreal. And I've always been okay to do that.
Talking at each other.
Oh, yeah. Or listening to other people talk to one another.
Yeah, right.
Talking has become a spectator sport.
Don't you talk to me about how I talk to you and me.
not that there's anything wrong with spending a quality 20 minutes talking or listening to other people talk to one another. That's just fine.
I think it's a great idea, Dan.
Yeah.
Especially when they talk about Harrisonburg.
I mean, interviewing wonderful people. People should record it and put it on a medium that streams it.
I would listen to it on my way to work the next day.
I would do that.
Just to make sure I don't sound dumb.
What a great idea.
I listen to it to make sure I do.
You said it's so dumb. Good job.
So what's next?
You guys, we got the thing coming up at the Tom Petty show, which I'm
super excited.
Stoked.
Yeah, right? It's going to be a good one.
Chomp's got two sold-out shows for the like... Cave series, Subterranean.
Oh, right. Yes.
The Cave series.
Yeah. Is that the one that Corey Lynn Green is going to be in?
Yeah.
Who else do you know?
Hot Mamas?
Paul Myra is going to be there. Bunch of local bands.
Which cave is it?
It's the Grand Caverns.
The Grand Caverns.
The Grand Caverns.
Which was part of the... When I worked at the Chimneys, Grand Caverns was our central office. I spent a lot of time.
Is there like a direct tunnel?
You've been down in the cave?
I've been deep into the cave. Actually, I have been into the wild part of the cave that you're not allowed to go into anymore because I worked there, so I got a chance to go down.
Are there gnomes living in the wild part of the cave?
There are now.
I can neither confirm.
Nor did I.
Not only did he plant the chimney, he planted the gnome.
With their little pointy hats and their shoes with the frills on them.
There is a little species of krill thing that lives in the water in there, and that is why you can't go into that cave anymore. So
what is a krill?
Save the krill!
Little, like,
protect yourself from
shrimpy,
the krill.
Shrimpy things.
Oh, that sounds bad.
Yeah. No, that sounds great. Good. A little marinara sauce.
Shrill cocktail coming up.
I'm imagining the krill jumping out of my stomach.
I'm pretty sure if you eat them, that is what happens to you.
Wow. So I'm pretty sure, I don't know if it was you, but I think it was Molly. I don't know. Somebody gave me a tour of the Grand Caverns one time.
Probably Jess. Jess worked there.
It was Jess.
Yeah.
And she was like, you want to go to the part you're not sexy? Exactly. And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And she was like, and we took the flashlight and we did a little bit of the...
Did she show you the krill?
Of the outside of the norm tour. It was fantastic.
Are there any ghosts in that cave?
I've never encountered them, but you know what? I can't say no, man. I mean, people had to have died in there, right?
Is some that the cave where they had the Civil War people? No,
there were some Civil War folks.
Melrose Caverns is Civil War graffiti. That's where we did the comedy.
I guess it's everywhere there, right?
The comedy show.
My favorite thing that happened there...
right on
this
the cave.
Talking about Harrisonburg.
Don't eat the chicken salad.
1 year for Halloween... Buck Guder played in that
cave. I went to that
and
show.
I was one of the zombie people the cave doing that. But I remember being like,
amazing.
What is Buck Guder doing in this cave?
It was a cool show.
Was that like a wall of sound down there?
It just reverberated.
It was actually perfect.
Everywhere.
Like, it was perfect.
Yeah. It was scary
like,
as all
this
get
is
up.
Where they should be, right here.
Yeah. Can you imagine a stalactite just falling?
Sure. Like, I knew who Buck Guder was because I knew who they were.
Yeah.
And when the bosses were like, so we've got this band that's going to be playing at the Haunted House. They're called Buck Guter.
Nice.
I remember thinking, I knew the guy that had done it, like the other me at that park had like you know, because he knew what he was doing too. And I was like, oh my god.
For the listeners at home, Bill has just twirled his mustache like the mean and nasty guy who tied Nell to the trains in Rocky and Bullwinkle.
It's true, and that's literally what Spaghetti Fest felt like for the Chimneys every year. My little time where I got to see weird things and have weird things happen around me and have no consequence.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's great that what's happened with Red Wing, and I love it. And
me too.
And I'm not, but it was so renegade, so underground.
Oh my gosh.
So absolutely, like, here's some kids throwing a festival together. Mm-hmm. That was a freaking blast.
Oh, so mm-hmm. much fun.
It was just fantastic. I just love that that happened there before Red Wing.
I could probably tell a lot of stories I shouldn't tell about yeah. Spaghetti Fest right. because of being inside it, but.
Oh, nobody listens to this thing. Go right ahead, man.
Okay, so definitely, there were, like, nights where, like, I had to kind of talk the management into, like, I was like, hey, the first year that I did it, they had done it there 2 years, or the original year, and then the boss was like, never again, essentially, you know? And then when I got in there, I knew Mickey, and I was like, let me see if I can figure it out. And so the first year, we had our normal campers in there, and it was like, along with that, right? And I was like, oh my God. And people were like, where is the spaghetti? I haven't heard that one 50 freaking times today. Yeah, right. But when I convinced them to, like, let's just have the whole thing. Let's just give us the park. Yeah. And that was like just, yeah, it's so much fun. Not the only time I looked forward to, but definitely the pinnacle of my year.
We're
there.
Talking about Spaghetti Fest. Mm-hmm. How long ago was this, you think?
Oh my gosh, 2005 and 6 and 8 through 8. We're probably there. Yeah.
When the Red River Roller Coaster was my band, and he would always have us.
And yeah. Was Trent Wagner? He was gone by then, right?
No, he was doing his own thing.
Yeah, I would wonder. He would have been like solo Trent years for mm-hmm. that, or like just getting the bullet. Yeah.
Who else would have been there for that?
My band at the time was Heart Gets Monkey.
Heart Gets Monkey. Yes.
We played
with Jeff Mo.
Yeah, with Jeff Mo. Mm. Yeah, and that was a blast. Jess from the Chops was in that as well, and Braz. And then, oh gosh, man, like there was a band called the Stabones that played one year. That was like a stab one. It was like real punky stuff. It was like all that, and then like Humpty.
Yeah, I was gonna say we played there the year Humpty played.
Yeah, so like,
yeah, that's right. What's a Humpty?
Like the from the Humpty dance.
The Humpty dance.
The Humpty hump.
Well, Midnight Spaghetti.
Midnight Spaghetti and the Chocolate.
I played with Tupac.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're starting to have shows in caves.
Yeah. Look at this guy. Anyway, music.
Midnight Spaghetti, was that part of that? Or
yeah, that was their festival.
That was their festival.
And honestly,
they put the spaghetti in spaghetti.
That's right. That's right. And that's where I kind of like met a bunch of the like music scene back in the day. And if I didn't know them before, that's definitely where I met them. So
yeah,
fantastic.
Doing it ever since.
All right. So Caves sold out. And there's this weird thing where someone's trying to like. Fake the tickets. Did you read
about
that? I saw
this. Yeah, this is a new thing in like booking world that we are all like dealing with too. Like
fake tickets.
Fake tickets
to what?
Every show ever.
Every show.
Sometimes they'll do it for a show that just wrapped, and they'll be like, "Hey, I got tickets still available," and you're like, "No, there's no way that you do. The show happened yesterday, guys."
People posting on social media saying that.
It's a weird.
Yeah. No. If you make a social media post and you say anything about tickets. Or sold out, or anything like that. The bots are going to be on your post anyway. So just
I'm going to give away free tickets for this Tom Petty thing coming up.
Nice. That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Get the folks out. I mean, that's how you get them out.
Speaking of that, I just want to say, if you're coming to the Tom Petty show, show up around 1 or 2 o'clock.
Right.
It's so busy.
It's
going to
be crazy.
I saw like we're up to like 400 people who are like, I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah. They're going to be there, too.
Probably going to be like...
They're like, oh, wait a minute. Are you guys playing? Excuse me.
Wait, this is IRL? Forget it. IRL.
I'm going to hide by the back door. Somebody just let me know when it's my turn.
Yeah. No, it's going to be... No, we got our own little space. We're golden.
Yeah.
I did want to say, so Bill is, in my opinion, one of the sweetest people to run into.
Yeah.
Talk to, work with... And I wish nothing but wonderful things for you here in the near future.
Very much so. Yeah. And thanks for doing this this evening.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's awesome that you're here.
Yeah, it really is.
You guys are racking tours, you know?
It's very cool. It's just very like, we're at the, I'm happy you're here, but I'm really happy to see you succeed. You're one of those guys that, man, as especially in music, I know it's tough road, all that jazz, but man, you keep doing it. You could have bailed, but you keep doing it, and I appreciate that.
I appreciate it.
It's awesome to watch.
Thanks.
All right, and that's
That's our time.
I think I hear the dulcet tones in the background.
That's right.
Of Mike Howdy.
What's
Show
that? There it comes. Yes.
This is Bingo is Life. Brought to you by Ruby's Arcade.
Ruby's Arcade. Thank you very much.
Our sponsor.
I spoke with our sponsor this evening. He's more than thrilled with what's going on here.
Bingo is Life every Tuesday night at 7:30 at Ruby's Arcade, live and in person. It's a fantastic show. If you haven't seen that, we want to thank Reverend Bill for being here.
Yay!
Bingo is Life on the internet whenever you want to. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bingo is Life, a post-bingo Harrisonburg podcast, is brought to you by the Brothers Howdy Show and our friends at Ruby's Arcade in downtown Harrisonburg, Virginia. If you've enjoyed the show and feel it's worth spreading a little joy in this world, please tell just one person that you like this podcast. Word of mouth, more than any other form of promotion, is how creative works get noticed and sustain themselves. Thank you, Andrew Hickey, for that bit of wisdom, and thank you, listeners, for being part of the fun.